Might please the Lord to bless us together for a few moments as we consider the verses that we read together in the 15th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles from verse 8 down to verse 18. This section of the Word of God refers us to the occasion when a cripple who was at Lystra was wonderfully healed. And we observe that there was this certain man. Again, we're not told of his name. It's not relevant. The truth is that God appeared and God healed him. That's the great issue. And he had this impediment. He was impotent, rather, in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb who never had walked. Now, we're not told he was a beggar. He was a man who was a cripple. And he was clearly unable to walk, and he was sat there. And as he sat there, he heard Paul. The same heard Paul speak. Now, we know, do we not, that whenever Paul spoke, Paul was speaking on the things of God. It was his great privilege and his great joy that he was ever able, and every opportunity was grasped, and he was able to proclaim the great truths of God. And so here this man, he heard Paul speak, and it apparently had an effect upon him. He had such an effect upon him that as Paul looked upon him, who steadfastly beholding him, Paul looked at this man, and he perceived that he had faith to be healed. Now, clearly the Spirit of God indicated to Paul by this man's demeanour, by the way that he looked at Paul, perhaps by the way he'd listened to the preaching of the gospel avidly and concernedly, we see the effect it had upon him. And so the apostle perceived that he had faith to be healed. And so he said with a loud voice, and many times in the Word of God, we read a statement like this, it was with a loud voice. These things were not done in secret. They were not done, you see, inside a building just by themselves. It was done in an outward way so that there were those who would hear. And he spoke loudly. He said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on thy feet." And he leapt and walked. That's interesting, isn't it, that Paul gave this command to this man, and the effect was he heard the voice of Paul and he believed what Paul told him to do, and therefore he stood up. He had faith to believe the words that were spoken by Paul were true, and he could therefore stand upright on his feet. Well, lessons for us, aren't there, here? When we hear the gospel spoken, the gospel preached, we may perhaps be oppressed, we may be timid and think, well, that doesn't apply to me, and in actual fact, of course, I'll never be able to do that, I'll never be able to say those things. Well, this man, he didn't say, well, do you know I'm a cripple, I can't do this, do you realise that it's not possible for me to stand up? He stood up. He had faith to stand up. What a blessing it is when God gives us faith to perhaps do things which we might think were impossible. Remember, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. God gives grace. God gives strength. God gives help. And we should never underestimate the greatness of God. He is able. He is willing. Doubt no more. This man didn't doubt, did he? Sometimes we're burdened with doubts and fears, and they often emanate from the adversary of our souls, the devil. He doesn't want us to be blessed with living faith. He wants us to doubt the truth of the Word of God. He doesn't want us to hear the Word of God and to obey it. Well, here was the word of Paul speaking to this man, and he stood upright, and he leapt and he walked. A wonderful outcome, wasn't there? He didn't just get up and he leapt. And again, the wonderful thing, isn't it? When the Spirit of God comes into our soul, and as it is, we leap with joy at the good news of the gospel. It may be perhaps when the good hand of our God heals us in a spiritual way. He sends out his light and his truth into our heart. It's good news of the gospel. And the effect is, we leap with joy in our heart for that which God has done for us. Well, here was this wonderful picture here. This man, and he leapt and he walked. And when the people saw it, what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Lycaonia, "The gods have come down to us in the likeness of men." Now, they'd heard the apostles speak. They'd heard him preach. Clearly, they weren't blessed with the same faith that this man was. This man who was impotent in his feet. No, it didn't have the effect upon them. They looked at it in a natural way. And how easy it is for us to look at things sometimes in a natural way, rather than realizing we have a great God who is able to do great things above what we can ask or even think. And so here we see these people looking on it as a natural thing and thinking that these men were really the spirits, and they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercurius because he was the chief speaker. And then you see the local priest, the priest of Jupiter, which was before their city, he brought oxen and garlands under the gates and would have done sacrifice with the people. See how deceived he was. He didn't realize this was an act of Almighty God. He didn't realize that Paul was just a mere instrument. He thought he was perhaps some great object that needed to be sacrificed to. And so he brought these garlands and oxen and would have done sacrifice with the people, which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard it, well, they were distressed that such an outcome should ever be seen, to think that they were anything other than themselves. And so when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard, they rent their clothes and ran in among the people crying out. They wanted to stop them from any idolatry like they were trying to perform. They wanted them to understand they were just ordinary people, and therefore they cried out and said, "Sirs, why do you these things? We also are men of like passions with you." He didn't pretend to be anything different. They told them they were just the same as they were, like passions as they had. "And with you, and preach unto you that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living God." Well, how important that statement was, and how good it is if there are those who hear such words as this, to turn them away from idolatry. And idolatry takes many forms. It doesn't just mean bowing down to physical wooden stone idols, but there are many idols which people bow down to today. And so the apostle cries out in these words. He says, "We're like you, and but he preached unto you that ye should turn from these vanities." Where were they to turn to? Was it a void? Was it a vacuum? No. Paul told them where they were to turn. Where were they to turn? Turn from these things, these vanities, unto the living God. And then he outlines the greatness of this God. The living God. And he says, "Which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein, who in times past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, in that he did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, fulfilling our hearts with food and gladness." So he points them to the very clear evidence that there was a great God who had made everything, who performed for them, who appeared for them, who provided for them. So they were not under any misapprehension as to where these things came from. They weren't of their own providing. They emanated from this great God, and he's pointing them back to this great God, who was the God who had brought about the healing of this impotent man. Oh, he desired that God would have all the glory. Follow the word of God through, and you will see that Paul constantly becomes smaller, and God becomes greater and more glorious. And how that should be so in your life and my life. Just like John the Baptist said, he must increase, but I must decrease. And with these sayings, scarce restrained they the people, that they had not done sacrifice unto them. Yes, the apostle had great difficulty in stopping them, looking to him as that one had done this miracle. And that's why he went to this situation and to this extent to prove to them that it was the great God who ruled and reigned who had healed this man, so that the name of the Lord might be honoured and glorified. Well, may it be a good example for us in our lives to always be looking to see the work of God, to be able to proclaim it and to testify that it was the work of God, not the work of men, so that his name may be honoured and glorified. Amen.